while this presentation is loading, I just want to acknowledge and thank all of the different disability section members I see here, as well as the health promotion education members I see here. I'm a member of each of the sections, so it's really special to me to share this presentation with all of my people at APHA, so this is terrific. So as Monica mentioned, I'm going to be sharing some updates with you from our Healthy Living campaign, and this really dovetails nicely with the theme of the overarching APHA overarching theme of health in all policies. What we were trying to do is really create some partnerships where there had been none and really use this as a catalyst to share lessons learned. And it's really, I love the lineup of the panelists here, because we really try to create an occasion to share strategies between our partners. So before I go any further, I'm supposed to let you know that I have no relationships to disclose. And I also wanted to make sure that everyone in the room was aware of what the AUCD network is. We're a national membership network. We have 125 network centers out throughout every state and every territory in the country, and we focus on providing technical assistance at the state, regional, and local level to make sure that people with disabilities are able to live well within their communities, and that's through health, education, employment, every piece of living well. So this 6x15 campaign really served as an excuse for us to talk with our public health and disability partners to get them to share their lessons learned and be proactive about sharing some of those strategies. And we did this because we realized for inclusion to happen, we really need to have a policy in place so that then there can be dedicated dollars in the future. So with that, I just wanted to give you a little story. So the 6x15 campaign really started in 2013 when my boss, Andy Imperato, the executive director of AUCD, was going through the final interview process, and the board said, so if you were to become executive director, what would you do that's different? And he said, well, you know, I really think we have an opportunity with the upcoming ADA anniversary and the IDEA anniversary to do something to catalyze all of the partners. So fast forward, Andy got the job. He came to senior staff and said, guys, I pitched this campaign. Figure out how to do it. We all kind of looked at each other and said, oh, okay. And luckily for me, we have a really nice cooperative agreement with CDC, with the National Center on Birth Defects and Developmental Disability, and it's around capacity building. So I was able to look at this and say, you know, this aligns well with our existing CDC cooperative agreement, and we are using this as a means to build capacity in the states to make sure that public health is inclusive of people with disabilities. So with that, I also wanted to say, you know, we do a lot for free on social media with this. If any of you are on social media or tweet at all, please use the hashtag 6x15 right now. Follow me, follow AUCD News, and share what your thoughts are as we go forward with the presentation. And I also wanted to do a plug for the campaign website. We share information on this website. It's really an open source website, and that's 6x15, all spelled out, .org. So the idea with this campaign was that there would be six different areas where we would really want to try to create some positive movement by the end of 2015. And you can see here that it spans far wider than health and public health. It covered employment, living in the community, education, transition, as well as healthy living and early childhood focused goals. Today's presentation is really focused on what we did around that healthy living space. So we started early on with some of the partners that Meg and Jen and Kendall already mentioned, just starting with some phone calls to say, look, we have this idea for a campaign. What do you think might work? Where would this dovetail and complement some of your efforts? And with them, we created this overarching strategy that we wanted at least six states to commit to having people with disabilities as an explicit target population in their state public health programs. And we did this because we realized in order to create the inclusion programming, you need to have some dedicated dollars, and in order to have the dedicated dollars, it really helps if you have a policy that has that as a recommendation. And so we looked also at what New York State had done. They're the first state in the country that had a systematic policy across their Department of Health efforts so that any new dollars that came out the door had people with disabilities included as an explicit target population. So I just wanted to give them a shout out and compliment them. They were really terrific partners and shared what they did, how long it took, and what they did to make that happen with the other states as we started off and just went on this journey together, doing this through conference calls and really just sharing information on what had worked in the past and what didn't, so that we weren't repeating each other's mistakes, but really harnessing that collective wisdom and then moving forward with some strategies that worked well. We also were lucky to have two really key national partners involved with us. We had NATO, which I'm very pleased that you guys are on the panel with me, and Special Olympics. So what I wanted to do next was to just give a quick snapshot of how each of these partners contributed to the campaign, because it really is through each of their efforts that we were able to achieve some collective success with this. So you did just hear about NACHO, but I really just wanted to also say that overall for the campaign, we didn't do this with any additional dollars. We piggybacked on existing efforts, and I think that that's really important with anything in public health. We often get these unfunded mandates where we're kind of voluntold, please make this happen, and this is a case where that happened, and it's important to look for those opportunities where you align with vision and mission of your partners, and we were able to really get some great piggybacking going on where we were able to tap into some great efforts that were already underway. So I'm just going to go through NACHO's efforts pretty quickly because you did just hear about them in detail, but they have a really terrific program goal where they're looking for inclusion. They're looking for engagement of people with disabilities across their local member efforts, and they've done some really great technical assistance efforts to enable the local county and city health officials with information on like how to do it. They're not just saying go do it, but they're saying and here's how. So that was what I really wanted to emphasize, and please do check out NACHO's toolkit through their website. They have links to all of these fantastic resources there as well, and they've really been key in helping to facilitate ongoing conversations with partners. So that was what I wanted to say for NACHO, since you did just hear about them in detail. Next, I wanted to give a shout out to four of the key states that collaborated with us over the past 18 months and really made some nice changes as a result of the effort. So first with Michigan, they piggybacked this on to their PATH program, and PATH stands for Personal Action Toward Health. And the main part here is that they had this content already there. What they did was they made sure that it was disability sensitive and that anyone with a disability could plug into this effort and take part in their health promotion workshop series. So that was really a great achievement, and they hadn't necessarily been able to make that connection just yet. With this campaign, they were able to go back to the PATH leadership across the state and say, you know we can include people with disabilities and reach them through our workshops. Let's figure this out. Other states already have. We should too. And so that was a linchpin for them. And they really just were working to make sure that people with disabilities had equal access to this health promotion workshop series. And they didn't necessarily change the content. They just accommodated everyone in their community. As you know, people with disabilities are in every community. So that's, in a nutshell, what Michigan did. And they really just made sure that they also included more people with disabilities in terms of their leadership for these PATH training workshops. And I thought that was really critical as well. Nothing about us without us is a saying in the disability world, and that's so true for anything related to health or health promotion. To make sure you're including the target audience makes sense, but sometimes we forget. So I wanted to highlight that as a wonderful lesson learned from Michigan as well. These are links that are available on your slide deck. I'm not going to read them to you, but do check them out. They have some really great online resources as well. Next, I wanted to review what Rhode Island was able to do. This was actually really neat. They targeted some high school programs and integrated disability awareness into their curricula, which I just thought was terrific. And they did this statewide, and they started out with crosswalking a disability awareness curriculum with the Common Core curriculum for high school students, which I just thought was brilliant, because then it was integrating it into work that the high schoolers and the educational system was doing anyway, so it wasn't seen as extra work. So I thought that was terrific. And then this is a microscopic view of a policy that they were able to get out. Basically, this is a reminder of the ADA and the federal and state requirements for states to include people with disabilities. So they also took a policy lever approach as well in Rhode Island. So I thought that was really kind of neat. The next state I wanted to highlight is Delaware. And this work really happened all as a result of the collaboration with the calls that we did through the 6x15 campaign. They were able to use this, go back to their state secretary and say, you know, other states are doing more with inclusion. Other states have policies. We should too. And the secretary really listened to them and said, all right, write something up. And they did, and it got adopted. I'm fast-forwarding through like 2 years of back work that Delaware did, so I don't want you to think it was just that easy, but man, it really helped for them to be working in a coalition with other states to make this happen. So this is, you know, these are the highlights of that policy, so I would invite you to check that out. It's also available on their website. Last state I wanted to highlight is Ohio. They had some really nice ways of doing inclusion. They used some of their efforts through their CDC cooperative agreement to house a disability specialist at the Department of Health, so that the Department of Health always had a go-to resource person at the ready. And then they benefited through, you know, various efforts in their quit line, and really were able to, again, piggyback and get some really great initiatives going. And they did this across a few other efforts as well. So overall, I also wanted to just do a quick shout out. Because of time, I didn't include every state that participated. We also had Illinois make some great strides. They have a draft policy that's not quite there, but they're almost there, and they're very excited about that. So I wanted to give a shout out to them. And Massachusetts as well, they have a policy that's almost there, they say. So that's really terrific as well. So we were able to actually get six states to make some momentum. So I think we did pretty well. And now we're shifting focus to utilize this group and focus more on people with disabilities as being part of health equity discussions. So I'm going to leave you with some homework. I want you to take this home with you. Check out our Public Health is for Everyone toolkit. That's phetoolkit.org. Really think about the tools that you can use and integrate from that in your work. And give us some feedback. We're also incorporating people with disabilities into competencies that we're planning for the existing public health workforce. And then lastly, stay in touch. We want to know more about what you're doing in the field. Thank you.